Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Everyone take care out there because obviously we are in strange times dealing with this pandemic and 334 cases reported in Michigan. If you heard the Chris Hutchinson interview this morning on the morning show, he was talking about how the numbers get to the media after the tests have gone positive. So the numbers right now, they sit at 334. There are probably more positive tests than that in our state. They just haven't gotten out publicly. I did see this, by the way, Gator, that local officials have closed many of the Florida beaches. But Jackwagon Governor Ron DeSantis hasn't done anything yet. So just to bring people up to speed on what's going on in Florida. And I mentioned the one model that I had that said they could be getting one of the worst case scenarios has 300 admittance a day at the U of M hospital. And the hospital has eight. That's a big hospital. It has 800 beds. You should see the models we've constructed for Florida. Yikes, people, the elderly are really in for it down there. That's from an unnamed texter. I don't know what your background is or who sent that, but
well, let's just say this. That's if people continue to behave in reckless behavior, some models can look absolutely awful.
Yes.
Let's
do something about it.
I think we're doing our best here in this state is what we can control. We can't control what goes on in Florida, and it looks like finally, some people are getting smarter in Florida, and spring break isn't going to last forever. So, unfortunately, damage may already be done.
It seems as though, in a lot of cases, smaller authorities are leading the way, which is really, really weird. But the Darius Slay update, whose side are you on? Team Slay, 63.4%. Team Patricia, 36.6%. Some of the tweets we've gotten, aggravated. It's aggravating, and then trading your best player makes zero sense. Maybe they're just trying to add more Patriots to the 15 they already have. From Dr. Chris, never thought I'd support Patricia, and I think he should be fired. But if Slay couldn't take being called out in front of his team, he was never a leader he thought he was. From Joseph Ferguson on Twitter, I believe Caldwell had a good culture going. Patricia destroyed it and dismantled the team. From M.K., Patricia said something disrespectful and Slay acted like a baby for 2 years. Both were dumb, but it seems like Patricia left it at that 2 years ago. Slay held a grudge and the Lions players didn't like him. So, just some of the tweets we've gotten.
Jonathan is next up on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I am Team Slay, and I just want to know one thing. What is this scheme that Patricia has? Because everybody talks about, well, he's trying to get people to buy into the scheme, but he gets rid of players that speak up, and I don't understand. You know, I've been following the Lions my whole life, and this coach befuddles me. Like, I have no idea what his scheme is, what he brings to the table. I mean, it's confusing. Him and Quinn have done nothing but destroy this team. And you got the slappies out there that believe, like, hey, they're trying to change the culture. What culture? I don't see it. So
hold on.
To find out.
I mean, I'll play devil's advocate here a little bit, Jonathan. Although there is truth to this, the Lions have had a crappy culture forever.
Like That's
they,
true. Yeah.
And so this guy comes in, and is perhaps breaking it down before he builds it back up. And we have yet to see the results. We're seeing the breakdown.
Right.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm going to guess that that's some of what's going on here because we can't argue that he came in and broke down a winning culture, because they've had Correct. No winning culture.
All right, that's fair enough. But again, my whole thing is what is this super secret scheme that he has that he doesn't even know he has? I don't understand. You know, you're getting rid of players that speak up, you know, and have an opinion, and you're bringing in more Patriots players. It just seems to me like you're trying to rebuild a team of something you're used to versus working with players and getting them to buy into what you believe. That's all I want.
Well, if he can't get the players to buy in, I mean, Slay didn't buy in, so he's gone. You can work on it as hard as you can work on it, but in the end, if there's stubbornness on the other side, it's not going to work out. I'm not sticking up for Matt Patricia. I understand what he did, and I still don't think he should be in that position because he shouldn't be coaching this team. But he is the coach, and so until the Lions decide that they're going to move on, you give him the ability to do what he wants to do, because that's why you hired him.
No, you're right, Gator, but it's just as a fan watching from the outside in, listen, Slay wasn't buying in, you're right. As a coach, you want guys to buy in, and otherwise you got to ship them out, right, which he did. But if he wasn't buying in and he was still your best defensive player, shouldn't you really work on that guy to buy in? Because he's your best defensive player, and he still played well. I don't care what people say, he was horror garbage. He still made the Pro Bowl last year, okay? So he's not garbage, okay? You could debate whether what top-tier cornerback he is. He's better than most. In fact, he just got signed to the biggest cornerback deal per average per season, right? So he must be good, to, according to some people. That you couldn't get that guy to buy in. That's a problem. I need you to be able to get the best players on the team to buy in. You know, Matt Stafford's got to buy in. You know what I mean? You could say the Lions sucked without Slay. Well, they suck with Kenny Golladay too. Should we get rid of Kenny Golladay as well? You got to keep good players at some point. Right?
I didn't want to get rid of Darius Slay. And I'm just looking at it
and I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying this is not working. It's frustrating.
No, it's not working because the head coach isn't the right guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not the right guy. And Mrs. Ford doesn't see that yet, at least to the point where she's going to fire him. It's going to be another year, and we'll see what they do this year. I don't have high expectations for him. If they don't make the playoffs, he shouldn't be in the first place. So if he doesn't make the playoffs again, he shouldn't be here again. I don't know what we're going to be discussing a year from now. We may not even have a season. Who knows what's going to happen?
Jeez, Gator, take us that far?
Sorry. So, well, you're talking about these extreme models. I don't want to hear about the extreme models either.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Somebody sent us the following ticket text. I ate half a jar of German pickles watching the first 48 last night.
What's a German pickle?
I don't know, but he ate half a jar of them. Doug, I just left Dollar General because I saw a guy with a bag of toilet paper. They're fully stocked, all stores in the area. Thought I'd let you know. Love the show. Love what you're doing. So this guy saw somebody with a bunch of toilet paper and says Dollar General is fully stocked. So there's that. Dom in a truck. Doug, can you wake your son up live on the air?
No, because you don't know what's coming out of the kid's mouth.
No, I don't. If we do, Kang, have your finger on the button. I don't think
does the cord go that far?
No, it doesn't. But I'll go check on him here. Can I get in on the time? I say 12:08. That's from an unnamed texter. Didn't we hear stories of Bo telling Jim Harbaugh he was terrible and would never play at Michigan? Yep. And I think Patricia tried to motivate Darius Slay with the you're not elite, why are you hanging out with those guys thing? And it fell flat. It fell incredibly flat.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of advice is that? Isn't that just dumb advice?
It's ridiculous. Hey,
you want to get better, what do people say? Hang out with people that are really good at what they do. Try to learn something. Mm-hmm. Those are exactly the guys I want Darius Slay to hang out with. The best in the business. Yes, please hang out with them. If I want to get better at golf, am I going to go out and play with a bunch of... Am I going to play with Leach and Rieger?
No.
No!
Well, if you want to feel good about yourself, man.
Yeah, I just want a little ego stroke, I'll do that. No, if I want to be better...
Well, you want to win some money.
I'll play with better golfers. I've got plenty of friends that are really good, and they're probably like, what are we doing playing with Gator? He sucks.
Yeah, right.
And then my retort is, well, I'm not Leach or Rieger.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Get more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. I'll do a check, see if he's awake. Plus, got to talk to restaurant owners out there again. We'll do that at 11:35. 97.1 The Ticket. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, I will tell you, I just heard footsteps from upstairs as we were coming out of this break. I think there's a chance that Kang would be the winner with the closest time at 11:58, as he is out of bed early today, if that's him. I think it is, because I think the other two kids are down here on the main level. So Kang might have won a free lunch.
Well, you guys can send a delivery. Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever.
Sounds good.
I want to give a shout-out to one of your places, Doug, Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Yeah.
I hit that on the way in today.
Yep.
And they were awesome. They were practicing very, very good practices there with the gloves. I saw a second set of gloves to handle any kind of a money exchange. Very friendly on the phone. I thought they were awesome.
Well, look, we did this a few days ago, and I think it's a good public service and just interesting to hear how people are doing. The restaurant industry is taking a huge hit, and they're not the only ones. Like, you know, I was thinking about, you know, car dealerships, and I talked to Demmer to find out that they're doing, you know, practicing the social distancing so that the customer can feel safe coming into their store, and they'll bring cars to you. And there's probably this time is as clean and as sanitized as any restaurants are ever going to be. Which are, you know, kind of got a reputation for not always being that. But with that said, there is a lot of restaurants struggling. And we asked a few days ago for people that are still conducting carry out and delivery to let us know how it's going. And we heard from a lot of bars and restaurants around the area, the food providers said, you know, it's going okay. We're struggling, or our community's rallied behind us. And because the one thing we want when this is over, if it's weeks or months, we want some semblance of normalcy, right? We want to be able to go back to our favorite places. So we're encouraging people to get out there and to hit their favorite spots, or at least get takeout. I mean, obviously not hit it, but get takeout, get delivery. But we want to do it again today as we approach lunch. So if you're a bar or a restaurant owner, or a manager, or you're an employee, or a chef, let us know where you are and how it's going. And we're going to do this on occasion. Today, of course, is a Friday, and a Friday in Lent, there's a lot of fish fries for Catholics observing Lent. But just we want to check in on you and see how it's going, and you know what you're hearing back from your customers. And doesn't hurt at all just to get updates on different places in the community.
Fair enough. Let's go to the phones. 248-539-9797. And Bill is next up on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, love the show. Hey, listen, I got my ex-brother-in-law, a good friend of mine, operates an Italian restaurant down in Woodhaven. It's at West Road and Allen, next to the Planet Fitness. He relies heavily on the dine-in business. He is open for business for carryout only, and he just stocked up, so he's got a lot of stuff he's got to get rid of. So it's Sammy's Jukina at West Road and Allen with the Planet Fitness, and the strip ball with the Planet Fitness.
What's it called? Sammy's
Cucina.
Cucina. Okay, it's Italian for kitchen.
Yep, gotcha.
It's Italian for kitchen, and I got a suggestion for movie night as well. Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper.
There's an oldie for you, Doug.
Yeah, that is a real old one. I have suggested one old movie to my kids, and they have shown lukewarm interest. We're going to see where it goes.
Which one is that?
North by Northwest.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, a Hitchcock movie, and I'm tempted.
I'm trying to think of how old I was when I saw my first Hitchcock movie because the parents wanted to watch one. Like, back in the dawn of the world of renting movies, you know, because we're that old.
Yeah.
This was probably the early 80s, I'm guessing. And as a kid, that we went to the library to get a movie. And my parents came back with Rear Window.
It's a good one. That's a good movie. One.
And it was, I enjoyed it as, you know, a young kid watching it. So, well, this is actually, okay, this is pretty good. And it always stuck with me that, you know, that Hitchcock, he made movies.
Yeah. So Sammy's Cucina in Woodhaven is open for takeout and delivery. 248-539-9797.
Jared's next up here, 971 to ticket. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm the director of operations at Anita's Kitchen in Ferndale, and just want to first of all thank the local community. They've just been overwhelmingly supportive. But we've been running promos and just trying to be creative to get people in the door. So
it's great food in Anita's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. Healthy, you know, delicious stuff. But, yeah, today we're doing a hummus happy hour. So between 2 and 5, we're doing a free 8-ounce hummus with any purchase of $15 or more. And we're just, like, every day we're doing a flash promotion just to kind of, like I said, get people in the door.
What kind of response are you getting from your customers? What are you hearing from them?
Well, it's been funny because we've had some good days, but all of the business kind of happens all at once. So between 5:30 and 8 o'clock, we're slammed. So we're trying to be creative and kind of spread that out a little bit just so, you know, also just to make sure that people who are ordering carry out and delivery are getting it in a timely manner. So, you know, like I said, we're getting more we're bringing on more drivers and staff just to adjust because every day is sort of an unknown.
Well, best of luck to you, Jared. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I want to throw in a plug out for my buddy, a good friend of mine. He's got two restaurants, and, you know, they're a lot slower than they've ever been for obvious reasons. But it's a brunch spot. It's called Recipes. They're open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., so they're only open for, you know, breakfast and brunch. They have lunch menus, obviously. But right now, they're open. They're in Farmington Hills, 14 Hagerty, one in Troy, which is Big Beaver, and Crooks. And if you order anything over every $15 order gets $5 off. So.
Oh, nice.
If you're looking for an early breakfast, because a lot of people do lunch and dinner, you know what I mean? But they do breakfast from 8 a.m. So if you're still looking for breakfast and brunch, you know, definitely stop out if you're in the area.
So I can get an omelet if I want to?
Yeah, I know you love omelets,
my
friend.
Omelets.
Yep, so carry out for sure. Everything's sanitized, cleaning. If you go out to eat now, we've said this before, probably could not be any cleaner than it is right now to order carry out or get takeaway or even delivery. Yeah. So
if Gordon Ramsay showed up at restaurants today... He'd probably
no,
be like,
you're good.
I've got nothing to bitch about.
This is too
nothing.
Clean.
Right. You're doing a fantastic job. Absolutely fantastic. I can't commend you any more than what you're doing right now. Steve is next up. Steve, welcome to 97 on the ticket.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
Sure. Thanks, Steve.
So I own the Mosopolis Grill in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and you know, business has been really slow, but we are doing curbside service for people on our app at Moe's.com. We're also doing free delivery through Moe's.com. It's a DoorDash actually delivers the food for you, but it's through Moe's.com. And we also do in-store. If you come in and place your order, we'll make the food in front of you, and we'll let you take it out the store. We are using safe practices like using gloves. Consistently using gloves at the register, wiping down the doors as the customers are leaving, wiping down the pop machine as the customers are leaving, trying to, you know, eliminate any type of things from happening.
So is this, did you say Moe's Southwest Grill?
Yeah, Moe's Southwest Grill, yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Welcome to Moe's.
And like what we're hoping is that you're just doing sustainable business, right? You go into business to make money, but now it's about just being able to sustain to get through this, right?
Well, we're survival mode right now. Our business has dropped off about 75%. So any type of help really helps us out, helps our employees out. They have families that they need to take care of. It's not just kids that work for me. It's moms, it's dads, it's people like that that we're trying to support, and anything helps.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Stephen. Best of luck to you. Anthony is next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Anthony.
Mr. Carson Gator, how are you, fellas?
We're doing all
What's
right.
What's up, Anthony?
I'm a first-time caller. I have a friend that delivers to restaurants. His name is Joey Fingers, and he's having a really hard time right now. I'm trying to keep him pumped up, and we're hoping this thing passes. But I want you guys to know there's a good restaurant out in Taylor on Telegraph called Baldo's. There's another really good restaurant on, it's called Gaucho's. fantastic rest. They're high end. And I just say a prayer for my friend Joey Fingers. He's having a hard time. Oh, and one other thing, too. The guy that can't golf, keep on swinging. What the hell?
I was thinking about it. My short game is going to be in good shape when this is over.
You think so?
Well, I mean, you don't have a ton to do, so chipping outside.
Oh,
I got a
chipping.
Little net that I chip into. So
you've been chipping.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, I noticed when we were in Florida, your putty had really improved.
I rolled the ball well.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
For me, I rolled it real well.
Just figure out that driver for you.
Yeah, let's not even start there.
Look, you're still beating the hell out of Rieger and Leach, so you're good.
No.
I don't know why I keep taking shots at those guys. It's really unfair. I apologize.
It's easy.
But they're terrible golfers. John is next up. John, welcome to the 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
All right, hey. John.
All right. I'm the head chef at Brueligan's Public House in Trenton, and we right now, with the release of Oberon and KBS, are doing $5 meal deals, and you can actually bring your own container in and fill whatever container you'd like up with the beer, and for a price per ounce fee. And we are, all the proceeds, the owners are giving it back to our workers that work there to help them through this this time.
That's awesome.
Times.
That's awesome that you're doing that. I don't want to alarm. Is that legal? That's legal?
Yes, we have the liquor license that allows us to deliver and sell beer out of the bar.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that having people come in and bring their own receptacles for the beverage. Well, listen, it's good to know that Oberon's out and KBS is out because people love those beers.
Yeah, they are very tasty for sure.
Did you say Brueligan's?
Brueligan's.
Brueligan's.
B-R-E-W.
Okay, Brueligan's. Oh, like brew. Okay. How's it been going through this?
We've been doing fairly well. We have been very lucky with the clientele that we've built up in less than a year that we've been open, that they have really rallied around us and taken care of us very, very good.
Well, glad to hear it, and continued success to you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care, John.
248-539-9797. Got a little Michigan and Michigan State football update. Things to think about for those two programs. We'll get to that today at 11:50. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We have a winner. Kang, you win the free lunch.
Oh, boy.
Boy, is out of bed.
Is that a lunch from everyone, or how's this work?
I don't know. I'll send you a lunch here at some point.
Sounds confirmed.
Sounds very official. He got up at 11:08, and you were by far the closest.
Listen, man, I know your kid. I know your kid better than you do.
He was very happy that you were the winner because, Gator, as you know, he thinks Kang's the coolest MF-er on the planet.
Hmm. Well, I'm not going to deny that, Doug. Those reports are true. In fact, I have sources saying they're very true.
Well, yeah, I thought I was in pretty high esteem.
You are in high standing. You have to understand, I am in very low standing with him. Everybody else, everybody I hang out with, high standing. Loves you, loves Kang, loves all my friends. Me, not so much. But he won you a lunch today, Kang.
Well, ask him where we should eat, me and him. We can FaceTime this since we can't see each other.
I'm not buying physically. Him lunch.
What? There's 2-for-1 specials coming out there. We're taking a bunch of these deals right now.
He wants to know where you should eat.
We got to order in bulk because, you know. Oh, Chipotle? All right. I'm not with Chipotle.
Chipotle.
I'm getting
it.
Guac.
Yeah. Of course you are.
Can't get guac. That's extra. No.
248-539-9797.
Want to give a shout out to all the good guys and fine women over at Kirby's Coney's as well. I know that they do. They're doing curbside. They're doing DoorDash. They're doing everything they can to try to help out the community as well. I think they got 99-cent Coney's coming up on Mondays too. So Ray loves the Coney's.
We want these places to stay open.
Yes.
So that's the most it's not the most important thing. It's one of the important things as we all kind of to rally behind this. What do we got here? The Lions were 11-5. If the Lions were 11-5, would as many people be on Team Slay? No. I don't think there's any doubt they wouldn't be on Team Slay. They're on Team Slay in part because they were in 3-12-1. And 63.7% of you on Team Slay, 36.3% on Team Patricia. This is the reason why we have all these washed up New England Patriots players, because the coach has lost the locker room. That's from Will. From Kirk, I drive by a grocery store every day that has maybe 250 cars on the lot. I went in for some things yesterday with a mask on to find everyone in there in close proximity with no masks. Come on, guys. It's your boy, Dr. Pat in Baltimore. I thought you had my number saved or something. And yes, I took some time and had some pickles and watched the first 48. I've been working hard AF. Okay, so this is the guy that ate the half the jar of pickles?
The German pickles.
Yeah, we don't know what a German
pickle is. I was just curious. What the hell is a German pickle?
I don't know what a German pickle is. Boston's at Hayes and Hall Road are having a buy one menu item, get a second one free. I tipped $25 on a $16 bill. Wow. There's someone who likes this, allowing restaurants to plug their businesses. Thanking us. You're welcome. Stir Crazy or See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Richard Gere and Gene Wilder, classics. The kids will love them. Well, the movie we saw last night was not one that I expected we'd be watching. But the wife chose.
Oh, the wife chose?
The wife chose.
Oh, no.
And I think it's a movie that is either was still in theaters or just recently. I mean, it's a recent movie. And she wanted to see it. And we've been having family movie night every night. The highest rated, getting 9 out of 10 helmet stickers, is Beverly Hills Cop. Fletch got 8.3. Return of the Pink Panther got just 6. This movie got 7.3 helmet stickers.
Okay.
It was her choice. And that's why Gator at 4:35 in the morning texted us 16 candles, because I said, you won't believe the movie we got to watch. To which Gator texted back, are you now teasing us through texts as well? And I said, no, I want to save it for the air. But so we watched this movie. I had no desire to see it. And I would give it a solid 7 or 8. Okay. I was entertained.
Seven. It's a big difference there, Doug. It's a C or a B. So what are we talking about?
I'd probably give it then. I mean, if I were given I'd probably give it 7.5 then.
All right. Split the difference there.
Yeah. It was good. But do you care to guess what it was?
It's something that is still out, you say?
I thought it was still out, you know, but maybe it just recently. Well, I mean, I don't know. I was able to order it off my television, so.
Knives Out.
Knives Out.
That's obviously not the movie you guys watched.
No. Kang, you care to venture a guess? Or
what were some of the clues? I missed it. I was doing stuff.
It's a recent release. Either it's still in theaters or not. The main actor has been in the headlines a lot. It's not one that I would recommend for the kids, but my wife wanted to see it, so.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
There's no way you guys watched Joker.
No.
Oh,
I was gonna say you can't show that to the kids.
No, not that. It could be in theaters still, because my first guess when you said the main actor has been in the news, though, that threw off my guess. My guess was gonna be, and Gator, I've asked you about this during our trip in spring training. Actually, was yesterday the Beatles?
It is not yesterday.
You should watch that.
I enjoyed it.
Gator liked it.
I really did.
Yeah,
and he's not a huge Beatles guy.
I respect the Beatles. I like the Beatles. I don't love the Beatles.
The Beatles.
But it's a great. It's a really good movie.
Well, it's a good movie. Should we just ask for some text?
Sure.
You can. I'm trying to actor that's been in the news. So I'm thinking. Okay. Oh, I know what it is. Can I say?
Sure. Go for it.
It's the Tom Hanks Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood, Mr. Rogers.
A Beautiful Day in the
Beautiful
Neighborhood.
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
And that is it.
No more texts, guys. Don't send those texts in.
So Beautiful Day. I remember seeing the trailers for that, and people were like, I'm not tearing up, you're tearing up. And I'm like, all right, let me see how it is. And so I just saw the trailer, and I didn't get nearly as emotional as I thought I would, although I did a little bit nostalgic-wise, and you know, at the time that this movie came out, it seemed like a great time to have something completely wholesome and uplifting like Fred Rogers was.
Yes.
So did it get you at all emotionally or no?
No. Okay. It didn't get me. Like, I wasn't near tears. It's a great story. It's a really cool story. I mean, I didn't see anything about based on real events. It's not, right?
Well, it's, I mean, it's, isn't it? It's not a, I assume it's not a biography of,
no,
of Fred Rogers, but it's, I mean, it's, he's the character in the movie.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's basically just, we're going to weave Mr. Rogers into a real life story.
Okay.
Is what I basically,
I was going to say, because I remember, because if Tom Hanks, was Tom Hanks nominated? If he was, he was for like a supporting actor, not like lead, because it's not, he's not the main guy in the movie, is he?
You could argue that he is not the protagonist.
Okay.
No. And I look, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I was surprised that the kids sat through it. Now, with about 10 minutes, 15 minutes left, the boys started to wrestle, but then they settled down. So
he started to wrestle.
Yeah.
That's not a match that's going to end up well for the little fella.
No, it never does. It usually ends up with him crying and claiming that his older brother is cheating.
Well, in 5 years, that could change.
Oh, it's going to change. Yeah.
Significantly.
Payback's a bitch. So anyway, it was good. It was definitely good. I enjoyed it a lot. And the kids surprisingly rated it well. So
I'm surprised you didn't go with one of the suggestions I gave you yesterday.
Dude, I've got the list still here, and this whole thing may be going on for a while.
It may, but look, nothing wrong with movie night. I like the fact that there's movie night at the Karch household.
Gator's suggestions were Zoolander, Ocean's 11, Meet the Parents, and Apollo 13. Others that came in from the listeners, Dazed and Confused, Top Gun, Spaceballs, Naked Gun. Was that you?
Yeah, I said Naked Gun and Spaceballs. Yeah. Those were two of them.
Yeah, those are two. I think those will do very well with the kids. Very well. So.
Kang's really not offering up much of a list.
Well, you're looking for older movies, right?
Not necessarily.
All right. Well, yeah.
I was just thinking of stuff that they probably hadn't seen. That's why.
Do you think, now we're looking for family movies, right? Because me and Gator, we reference, this is a little bit older, Swingers all the time.
Yes.
I don't think your family would appreciate that as much.
The 18-year-old will love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
He might.
Yeah, like he'd like The Hangover.
Yeah, but you can't. The whole family won't enjoy
it. No, but I think you're right.
But that movie's so money, Doug.
It is so money.
And it doesn't even know it. 2485-399-9797. Ticket text 97136.
What about Pulp Fiction?
Bit much? A little bit. Boogie Nights? Last Scene might shock the kids a little bit.
Wow.
He is a star.
You know what? You can't cross those movies because you wouldn't have the grandfather's watch scene where he says, "Hello, little man," in reference to the last scene of Boogie Nights. It does not; those do not go together. There's nothing little about that man at the end of Boogie Nights.
Hello, little man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.